The 2025 Major League Baseball All-Star Game taking place tonight at Truist Park in Atlanta. Two Brewers on the team, closer Trevor McGill and starter Jacob Mizorowski. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Freddie Peralta made the squad but won't play after pitching for the Brewers on Sunday. National League manager Dave Roberts said last night he'll use Mizorowski in the second half of the game.
It's going to be electric, so the fans, the media, you're going to love it. So for me, it's an easy answer because if it brings excitement, attention to our game, then I'm all about it.
Paul Skeens will start for the National League tonight. Tarek Skubal gets the nod for the American League, the junior circuit in search of its second straight win and 11th in the last 12. Seattle catcher Cal Raleigh hit 18 homers in the final round to beat Tampa Bay's Junior Caminero and win the home run derby. Raleigh is the first catcher to win the event and first Seattle player to do so since Ken Griffey Jr. won it three times between 1994 and 1999. Brewers wrapped up the final day of the 2025 first-year player draft, selecting a total of 17 players on day two. During the two-day 20-round process, the Brewers selecting 12 high school players. That's more than any other team in baseball for the second straight year. Deadline to sign players, 4 p.m. on July 28th. Wisconsin men's basketball naming Kaukauna native Mark Van de Wettering the school's first basketball general manager. Van de Wettering has been on staff with the Badgers since 2017 when he was hired as the program's director of basketball operations. Bucks reportedly in on a veteran free agent. Milwaukee, one of the teams vying for center Al Horford, who averaged 9 points and 6.2 rebounds in 60 games for the Celtics last season. And Bleacher Report has released its top 100 NBA players of all time list, and Giannis Antetokounmpo checks in at number 24. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.